John Curdy here, and here's our local news for this hour. In Huron County Circuit Court, Raymond J. Parent was handed down a 2-year probation sentence for felonious assault. Parent, who entered a no-contest plea, faces a 365-day jail term with 60 days already served. The remaining time is suspended, but only if he successfully navigates his probation. Key conditions are firm. Parent is prohibited from possessing any firearms, a point highlighted by a unique agreement to permanently transfer family weapons away from him. He must also maintain absolute no contact with the victim in the case, staying at least 500 feet from her home or workplace. Acknowledging Parent's military service, the court has opened the door for VA-provided services to fulfill his substance abuse and mental health services. This sentence underscores the clear message: comply or face the full weight of the remaining jail time. And in a swift legal turn from Michigan courtroom, Scott Merritt Galbraith has owned up to probation violations. He admitted to consuming alcohol and possessing the controlled substance Norco, sidestepping a full hearing. But the consequences are stark. Galbraith now faces up to a decade in prison. His sentencing is set for March 23rd, 2026 at 9 a.m. Until then, he remains on bond, monitored by a tether, as the court awaits a crucial updated report that will help seal his fate. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with local news.
Right now, in the United States, millions of kids are living with hunger. This is something we can't ignore, but there is an answer. When kids get healthy meals, they have greater focus, more energy, and higher grades. Nothing is more important than feeding the hopes and dreams of children. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org right now.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with more local news. As part of a National Consumer Protection Week, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is reissuing her consumer alerts on smishing scams and government imposter scams due to a new version of toll road scam targeting residents. This latest scam involves a fraudulent text with an image or PNG file claiming to be a notice of civil infraction hearing regarding a toll violation from the 36th District Court in Wayne County. The message falsely warns that the recipient must appear in person for a hearing or admit responsibility and pay a penalty before the scheduled hearing date. The scam also includes a QR code that leads to a deceptive website designed to appear legitimate from the Michigan Department of State. Similar scams have also been reported using the names of private companies and the Michigan Department of Transportation. Scammers are using toll road scams to scare residents into turning over their hard-earned money, said Attorney General Nessel. When in doubt, always follow your instincts and never share personal and financial information because you received an urgent text message. Verify any claims with the 36th District Court or any entity a scammer is claiming to represent. Text messages about toll road fees and fines are just one example of smishing. Other examples include text scams about arrest warrants, undelivered packages, and job offers. And continuing with our national news, research links young cancer survival to faster aging. New research published yesterday suggests that surviving cancer at a young age may lead to accelerated biological aging. The study found that survivors often show cellular and brain signs of being older than their chronological age. Scientists believe that aggressive treatments like chemotherapy may be the primary driver of this premature aging. The findings underscore the need for better long-term follow-up care for pediatric and young adult cancer survivors. And that's been your local, regional, and national news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on ThumbNet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.